1974, scientists found the fossilized bones of a human-like species in the dusty soil of Ethiopia's Rift Valley. In the evening, they celebrated the discovery in camp. One of the songs they played on the tape recorder was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the British rock band The Beatles. And so came Lucy to her first name.
Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high.
After 2 weeks digging under the hot Ethiopian sun, the research team excavated several hundred bone fragments belonging to Lucy. This made Lucy one of the most complete skeletons of an ancient human ever found.
Lucy had about 40% of its body preserved, so we were able to at least to know about her biology better than any of the fossils at that time. So because of that, Lucy took the limelight, the stage in human evolution for a long, long time.
That's Professor Brahane Asfaw, a renowned Ethiopian paleoanthropologist, explaining Lucy's significance. But the excitement wasn't just because the team found two-fifths of Lucy's bones. It was also because they excavated bones, vital to understanding more about humankind evolution, says Dr. Robert Blumenschein, the chief scientist of South Africa's Paleontological Scientific Trust.
Significantly, she was a specimen that had not only remains of the head and the teeth, which are very important for telling us about the diet and brain size of this creature, but also, importantly, parts of the skeleton that showed that she walked on two legs.
Lucy might have walked like a human, but she also shares features with apes. Her arms are curved and longer than her legs, suggesting she spent time climbing trees. She's only just over a meter tall. Her nose is flat, and she has a protuberant lower jaw like a chimpanzee. The discovery of Lucy, along with other skeletons of early humans in Africa, show the continent is the wellspring of humankind, says Blumenschein.
All of the characteristics that distinguish us from our closest living relatives, the chimpanzees, originated on this continent, from bipedalism to dependence upon technology, and also to the quintessential of human traits, those associated with our large brains, our intelligence, our ability for abstract thinking and symbolic behavior. These are all African innovations, making everyone in the world African to the core.
A reason many Ethiopians today prefer to speak of Lucy by the name of Dinknesh, meaning you are marvelous. Because Lucy is so unique, she's locked up away from the public in Ethiopia's National Museum, only appearing for special exhibitions. But plaster replicas of Lucy are on display all around the world, and complete scans of her bones are available online. Lucy's skeleton might have been hidden under the sand for 3.2 million years, but now science is doing all it can to spread the information held in her bones.